Thank you. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your weekly time machine into days of futures past. Radio Thrift Shop features folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres from the early 1900s through music being released next week. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we love 33s, 78s, 45s, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, cassettes, homemade CDs. Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. We're going to open the thrift shop and see what we have on the shelves this week. Starting off with an LP by the group Moody. Moody was the brainchild of Nick Ingram, great composer and musician. Released back in 1973, the album is The Gentle Rain. Thank you.
crisscross rhythms that explode with happiness. We're gonna start this happy vibes right from the root.
Yeah.
And the root is early one morning in the heart of Africa.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Life is death when we are. your hair. Come dance to my heartbeat, all alone in the night. Bring me your sweet smell, bring me your light, bring me the hungry look in your eyes.
Life is life when we are.
Group called The Fire Spirits with Girl of the Mountain. Before that, we heard Herbie Mann with his cover of Steely Dan's Do It Again. And just prior to that, we heard Osabisa with The Dawn, Eric with Morning Lighthouse, and we started that set off with Moody from the album The Gentle Rain. We heard their cover of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org, around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, and out in Pine Mountain Club, California with Pete on the trail. Yeah, it's Pine Cone Radio. I'll be right back after this.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Since the days of Thomas Edison, humans have made audio programs of variable lengths, usually 28 or 58 minutes long, and listeners, usually through radios, have listened. Now, though, many people listen to audio programs through other digital means, subscribing with an RSS feed or purchasing the sounds from an iTunes store. The term podcast itself is, if one's short-term memory has failed, is a proprietary term for a piece of hardware that barely still exists. Still, the term was bandied about a lot in the past year with the popularity and media chatter about Serial, first program to reach 5 million streams or downloads in iTunes history. The Pew Research Center reports that in 2014, three new podcast networks were launched by public radio groups: Radiotopia by PRX, Soundworks by PRI, and Infinite Guest by APM. Now the New Yorker and WNYC are working together to produce a new national radio show and podcast set to premiere in the fall. Now in 2015, a Pew Research study indicates 17% of Americans have listened to a podcast in the past month, up from 9% in 2008. But on the other hand, only one-third of all Americans have ever listened to an entire podcast. So we aren't talking about the penetration of television or radio just yet. But now podcasting is being marketed to advertisers through giant radio networks such as iHeartMedia. Mark Ramsey wrote that, quote, "Last week, iHeartMedia launched its first Soundfront, where they debuted a slate of new original programs that were widely misinterpreted by the media. For example, the headline in Ad Age read, 'iHeartMedia shows off original podcasts at Soundfront.' While that is technically accurate, what's much more accurate is the deeper reality of iHeartMedia's strategy, which few outside iHeartMedia and their advertisers seem to understand. It's a platform strategy, as in content across every platform. Every piece of content iHeartMedia creates will live in some form or another across all of its platforms, thus magnifying the reach and engagement for that content and also magnifying the opportunities for advertisers," unquote. So the typical internet story is playing out as DIY ethos of podcasting gets the throw everything at it corporate approach. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
And some other good news in the world of low power FM radio right here in New Hampshire. Radio America Media has been granted a construction permit for a new low-power FM station up north in Littleton, New Hampshire at 103.1. They plan to offer audio production facilities and intend to collaborate with the communications program at the UJ Gallen Career Technical Institute. And they plan on broadcasting live music, including local elementary school and high school groups, and remote broadcasts of events in the Littleton, New Hampshire area. Very, very cool news.
You say you're alone and lonesome because someone somewhere set you free. And you say you're tired of crying because someone somewhere still why, 'cause everybody So
to the ground in a mist around you, baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right.
Da 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 da. I can't find the time to tell.
Da 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 da.
the Billy Mitchell Group with Oh Happy Day. Before that, we heard Cleon with One Fine Morning. Orpheus with a tune that was a major hit here in New England back in the late 1960s. Can't Find the Time to Tell You. Before that, the George Edwards Group with The Blowing Wind. And before George Edwards, we heard Pat Gotti from a beautifully privately released LP, Someone, Somewhere. And we started that set off with Dwayne Cannon and simply titled Instrumental. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Rosie, the riveter,
on the assembly